USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The family of missing YouTuber Gabby Petito has called on the family of her fiancé, Brian Laundrie, to help them find their daughter. Traveling cross-country as a couple, their journey was documented on social media. Now Gabby is missing. The fiancé is in hiding in his parents' home in Florida after returning with Gabby's van and no Gabby. Representative Anthony Gonzalez, one of 10 Republicans who tried to impeach former President Trump for inciting the January 6th riot on the Capitol, will not seek re-election to his Northern Ohio seat in 2022. In a statement, he said, "The best path for our family is not to seek re-election next fall." A grand jury has returned an indictment against Michael Sussman, a lawyer for Hillary Clinton. The complaint says he lied to the FBI. The Russia collusion case against President Trump was used by Democrats for years, allegedly based on a dossier. The FBI's investigation concluded that there was insufficient evidence of a secret communication channel with the Trump Organization and Russian operatives. USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee, and here's my beautiful wife, Chelsea.
Hi, women. I have a message just for you today. Every single day, we have women that come to us in pain. Not physically, even though, yes, that is too, but in pain from suffering of hopelessness because they have tried every single thing to lose weight, and they can't.
And they can't year after year after year, and they give up. They give up hope. They're desperate. They're in a dark place, but we have a light of truth. Science is a search for the truth that is known. In our breakthrough science of intercellular hydration, ladies, you will lose 15 to 20 pounds of solid fat every 4 weeks. Go log on to our website. Look at the testimonials of real women just like you who were hopeless, but this changed their life.
Check us out at energizedhealth.com. That's energizedhealth.com.
Dog racing tracks around the country are disappearing. Chris Barnes reports.
Dog racing has been in some American states for over 100 years, but its popularity really peaked in 1985. In the years that have followed, state laws have led to the closure of racetracks all across the country. And now, after Florida's tracks closed at the end of 2020, Iowa and Arkansas's tracks are going to be closing by the end of next year. The one in Dubuque, Iowa, making that official with an announcement on Thursday. The GM saying there were signs of the industry's collapse now for years.
The DRA, for example, provided $1 million a year for 7 years for greyhound racing to go away because it cost more than that to subsidize the prizes that were awarded the greyhounds that won the race.
It means only two active commercial dog race tracks will still be in existence, and they're both in West Virginia. In the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
After traveling around the country for months as a couple, they were documenting the adventure on social media. Now the New York woman is nowhere to be found, missing for weeks, and the fiancé, Brian Laundrie, is hiding at his parents' home in Florida, refusing to talk to authorities or assist in finding Gabby Petito. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
A 22-year-old woman from New York who was last seen in August is still missing. Gabby Petito was last known to be in Wyoming's Grand Teton National Park while on a cross-country road trip in a converted van with her fiancé. The Petito family attorney, Richard Stafford, on Thursday read part of the family's statement begging for their daughter's fiancé and his parents to help with the investigation.
As a parent, how could you let us go through this pain and not help us? As a parent, how could you put Gabby's younger brothers and sisters through this?
Police saying Gabby Petito's fiancé, Brian Laundrie, has been identified as a person of interest in the case.
Jane Powell, the bigger-than-life star from Hollywood's golden age of musicals, has died. In 1987, Ms. Powell talked about working with Fred Astaire in Royal Wedding from 1951.
I never knew what to talk to him about. Because he wasn't very conversal. He didn't like to talk too much. And he, being the private person that he was, you never want to interfere or infringe in his time.
92-year-old Ms. Powell died Thursday at her home in Wilton, Connecticut, of natural causes. I'm Lance Fry. This is USA Radio News.